I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly singing He Grew the Tree, and then part 5 of Pastor Lex's message from Stewarding Life series called Stewarding Trials from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10.
Bye. By His grace. And when you feel weak, God says, you are my prime candidate for grace. And when you feel you can't handle it, you know what? God can. God today can give you His grace to bring you through what you face. So 155 times in the Bible is the evidence of God's grace that not only does He save you, but He keeps you going. Amen. I'm going to tell you, quitters never finish. And just because you're going through a trial or a challenge does not mean this is a place that you seek self-sympathy and throw in the towel and quit. You rise up. As we heard the testimonies of these families last Sunday night, and there were more stories in this room, and there are more stories in this room today. And I say stories, I mean testimonies to the glory of God. It's God who brought you through. It's God that's working in your life. And when you feel unstable today, I tell you what, God will give you stability. Amen. Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for thee, you. We need God's strength, and His grace brings strength to our lives. God's strength is made perfect in weakness. When you can't, He can. Amen. You know today, you can embrace today your weakness that you may glorify Christ through what you're going through. Each day, we have trials in our lives. Every one of you. Anybody in here problem-free? All right, I'm talking to humans, right? But I'm going to tell you, for every trial that you're going through, there's a matching grace of God that's more than sufficient. So you've got to listen. The worst thing that could happen to us is that we don't have difficulties. The worst thing that could happen to you is if you don't have difficulties. Because you're not going to grow if you don't have them. You will never know how much you need God if there are no difficulties in your life. So a faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. And folks, if you're going to face it, you've got to trust God. And realizing this, that God may permit the trial to happen in your life so that self and sin may be washed away. The gift of humility and the gift of stability, and there's one final thing, and I'll say this and I'm through, is in trials, God gives us ability. So He gives us humility, He gives us stability, and He gives us ability. So when we face trials, it's not our strength, and it's not our power today, but it is completely through the might and the power of our God. Amen. It's only through Him today, friend. Our ability comes through the power of Jesus Christ. The power of God. God uses every defeated person today to dominate things. What you thought was going to defeat you, God brought it to a place in your life that has strengthened you, that you then dominated over that issue. Amen. And if you're going to go through some stuff, then let me tell you, you are a prime candidate for the power of God to be released in your life. You're a prime candidate for God to do something miraculous in your life. And that's what He does. I mean, when man, you're faced against so many issues that are so overwhelming, and those mountains are so big, and those valleys are so deep, I'm glad we got a God that gets us back through it, however and whatever it takes. We've got a God on our side that will deliver us. Amen. And you've got to put your faith in Him. You've got to go through defeat before you will ever experience victory. You can't jump from right into victory. You got to go through the valley to get through to the victory. The children of Israel had to go through the wilderness to get to the promised land. They had to march around the walls of Jericho every day. And on the seventh day, seven times around, and they gave the shout, and the walls came tumbling down. Let me tell you, you cannot hide, put your trials or your troubles and your difficulties in closets. You can't even today put them anywhere but in the hands of God. And when you release them to the Lord, He'll take them. Amen. That's why, as I repeat what I just said a moment ago, cast your every care upon Him, for He cares for you. Amen. Folks, God's not looking for whiners and wimps. God's looking for winners. Real people who have a real profound trust. And I tell you, if you crumble in your trials today, then how strong is your faith? Hallelujah. You've got to put your confidence and your trust in the Lord. God may have to take you through the valley before He'll ever get you to the mountaintop. So realizing this, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it." You today must be faithfully trusting God in all things. There are three ways you can trust God, and these are bullets. Trust His ways. Trust God's ways. As a matter of fact, His ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than the heaven. Seek His wisdom. For if you're lacking wisdom, God says, ask of wisdom, and He'll give it to you liberally, and upbraideth not. And then today, rest in God's love. Our hearts are restless until our hearts rest in the Lord. So our God's a good God. Even in times of struggle, even in times of trial. You know what? God does not waste a trial. And He doesn't want you to waste it either. Steward the trial that you're in. And friend, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He'll never fail you. See, the trial is not to defeat and bury you. The trial is to deliver you and grow you. And you've got to put it in God's hands and trust His purpose through it. Because you will come out stronger and better for the kingdom of God when you walk with Him. Would you bow your heads for a moment? Well, let's stand to our feet. I've got to answer this question today. Are you born again? Do you know Christ as your personal Savior? Well, see, folks, if you're sitting here and you're not, you don't know Christ, none of this works for you. You're trying to get through what you're going through in the flesh, and it won't work. You've got to let God. You've got to give your heart to Him. You've got to be born again. You've got to come to Him and say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm in need of salvation. Forgive me my sins and come into my heart and your life." And if you're not saved today, He bids you to come to Him. And I'm glad He says, "All that will come to me, I will in no wise cast out." Or maybe today you're here and you got struggles, trials, issues going on in your life that you need some help with. I'm telling you, bring it to the Lord, to these altars. Pray and believe and see what God will do in your life today. Father, right now, I know that, Lord, Satan tries to bind us up. He tries to burden our hearts. He tries to take and put us in positions of struggle and trial that we'll give up on our faith and walk away from God. But, Lord, the devil is defeated. And thank God, Jesus is Lord. I believe that You can meet needs in hearts and lives right here in this church. As some have already come, I pray right now that others will come. Lord, just pour on their heart, Lord, the fact that You've got and we got a God who's with us and for us today. That even in the trial, it's a place of stewardship. It's a place of trust. It's a place that we, Lord, put our confidence and our faith in You. Touch Your people today. Would You come right now? Horace just playing the old hymn of the faith. A hymn of invitation called "Just As I Am."
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.